Shut the box.
Shut the box.
Try again next time. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Try again.
Sleeping with a married coworker with a 17-year age gap. Why she gotta be doing this?
This is a rumor.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's so bad.
Oh my God, my heart just sank into my butt.
That's so bad.
Hi guys.
Welcome back.
So this is an extra special episode of Match Made. You're welcome. We're doing a big Q&A episode that we've always talked about doing and we haven't done, where we just answer your questions and hear from you guys.
Would the people have been asking?
Yeah, what do you think about that, producer? I just kind of took Adam's job.
No, I think it's good. I think the people have been asking for this.
I feel like you guys, you know, you've asked and we're answering.
Do you hear this aggressive phone ringing in the background, though?
That's the pharmacy.
I was going to say, there's people are hopping on the landline trend.
There's a pharmacy. They're constantly getting buzz.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they have a landline.
Okay, should we start with some questions?
I think we should. Okay. What do you think, Colby?
I think so.
Your turn.
It is my turn.
Go for it.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Adam just took the biggest
that
sip of water.
That was a huge gulp.
I was so thirsty.
That was
girls,
a big gulp.
How we doing?
We're better now.
We are better now. Okay, this is an easy question to kick us off, and it's about ring shopping.
Oh.
Okay, and so I think you guys will have interesting opinions on this. And I don't think we've talked about this in quite a while, if we have at all, so I think it would be kind of interesting to talk about. So this girl says, "Hi, y'all. Been listening to you guys since you started and following Katie since she was filming in high school."
Oh, thank you.
Isn't it kind of funny that you were filming YouTube videos in high school and like I was just kind of like...
down the street from where Adam was, just busy not knowing me.
Like living parallel lives.
Busy making fun of me, probably.
I never made fun of you. Uh-huh. I was always supportive. I was getting bullied out the ass too.
Yeah, likely story.
I used to have lunch in the bathroom. I would see you lunch on the toilet.
We would have been such buds back then, both of us getting tormented in high school.
We would have been.
You would have eaten lunch in the bathroom?
I literally used to eat lunch in the bathroom on a toilet because I was always like friends with the girls.
Okay, Katie Heron.
No, I was so drama.
No, but, I mean, I was too. We were.
Did
probably,
you do that?
So no, I would eat.
That's so sad. I didn't know people really did that.
I ate lunch with. Colby's like
I was popular, no. So I wouldn't know.
Colby's like I was popular, no. So I wouldn't know that. No, I would eat. I would eat my lunch with the teachers. So yeah. I don't know if that what's sadder.
Well, but. Eventually I moved from the bathroom to the library. So then I would start having lunch in the library.
Oh, and I
would,
did that too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We were probably at tables next to each
probably.
Other.
Probably.
Yeah. For those listening, Adam and I went to high school together, but we like really weren't friends yeah. until college, which is.
We had like a small class. So we obviously knew of each other and we like had.
Oh yeah. I knew who you were. But you were a jock.
I was not a jock.
You were a jock.
See, my issue was I was obviously in the closet and I was like friends with all the girls. And so when it came to lunch, I like didn't want to sit at the lunch table with all the girls that I was friends with because like then people would think I was gay. And so I was like, I can't sit with the girls. I don't want to sit with the boys because I'm not really friends with them. And they kind of bully me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, the only option is the toilet seat. So I would just go to the bathroom and eat lunch on the toilet.
The library was a great place to eat. I loved it there.
No, so the library ended up being a good end game for me because then I started going to the library and then a lot of the girls that I was friends with ended up also coming to the library too. And so then I had kind of like a squad in the library and then a lot of people wanted to start coming to eat lunch in the library.
You started a movement.
And so I basically, it ended up being totally fine for me.
Anyway.
Okay, anyways, we got
to
you
back to the question.
Okay. This is an engagement ring question. So my boyfriend and I just celebrated 2 years together and are actually going to Brilliant Earth Sunday to look at rings. We're going to browse and learn, but I know I'll be so overwhelmed with all the options. I have a very general idea of what I want, oval, gold band, etc. But knowing there's a million types, I'm struggling with the idea that at the end of the day, I don't have this perfect dream ring in my head. I think I want my boyfriend to have final say. I don't want to be involved in the process after this first browse, but curious how involved you all would want to be. Katie, would you want to go with Jack and he be like, Katie, would you want to go with Jack and be like, this is the dream ring I want? Or would you want him to create something custom without you knowing? Would love to hear y'all's thoughts. Love ya. See ya. Bye.
That, did she really say that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
I wonder if Jack like has his ear up to the door right now.
Jack, no, he's gaming. He has his headset on.
He's dialed in.
He has his headset on. Well, this is such an interesting question. I wonder like what I want to like talk to our moms and like older generations of like, did people used to go ring shopping with their, I feel like that's such a new thing.
Yeah.
With like, I'm talking like a couple going together and like ring shopping. And then ultimately like the proposal happens like later on. But like, I feel like for so long it was, people were only like giving like family heirlooms.
Right.
Slash like you kind of didn't really even have a choice or a say so much in what you got. Mm-hmm. And now it's like so customizable to the point where it's like kind of, I totally agree with what she's saying, like overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because like, what if you choose something and you're like, and then eventually it comes to the day and you're like, either just kind of upset that you know exactly what you're getting. It's like you ask, it's almost like when you like ask your parents for a certain Christmas present.
Yeah.
And you like open it on Christmas Day and like,
while you're anticlimactic.
You're excited to get the gift, but you know exactly what you're getting and there's like no surprises.
Right.
Whereas when we were kids, we were always like surprised, you know?
Yeah.
And now there's just like less of a surprise element in our lives now that we're older. To answer the question, I think personally, I think we should all say what we would want to do. I would want to figure out like the general shape that I want, or like a series of shapes. Like, sounds like she was saying like gold band and oval, which is like something that I definitely love as well.
Yeah.
Something kind of roundish. Like I'm more of like a round shape person, I think, mm-hmm. when it comes to a diamond. And maybe like give a series of options, like shape wise, size wise, maybe if that's something important. And then like the band, like a few different options, and then kind of defer to him to know me well enough to know like which ones that he likes and that I would like also. Like, I want to like point him in the right direction, but ultimately I think it's a great like test of the relationship. Like, will he know what I like?
Yeah.
You know, has he been paying attention to the things that I'll like, you know, I'll be like, oh, so-and-so got engaged. Love her ring. Wink, wink.
That's so funny. Katie's like creating this whole test, and meanwhile, yeah. if Jack like fails the test, she'll be just disappointed.
Sorry.
No. It's also a reflection on you.
Shut the box.
Try
again next time. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
Try again. Try again later. It's like a magic eight ball. Try again later. No, but also I think it's a reflection on the friends, because I'm hoping he goes right to you guys first.
Yeah.
To like verify that it's something. And that's fine. I think doing your research, I think what you should do is make sure your boyfriend, dear listener, has someone that is close to you that he could talk to mm-hmm. about you, about 100%. The ring, you know, just to get like final approval.
I think you should always go to the friends.
I think it should be a group project.
Yeah.
I think, and that's fine. Sounds like she's in kind of the best position. I understand that it's probably overwhelming to be in that situation and feel like you don't know what you want, but I feel like that's makes it so much more exciting. And also, you're not so set in your ways that you're walking in thinking that you want one thing and then you might end up hating it and then be like, now I don't know what I want. Like, I think it's nice to just like be open-minded. And I do think there's a romantic element of just like kind of leaving some of it up to him.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Yeah, I think what I would do, like if it was like happening literally right this second, I would figure out what kind of shape that I want and size, and then kind of like leave the band up to him, or like leave like one element of it up to him, and knowing that he knows me, he'll do a great job. Like, I would know that.
I honestly think I might be devil's advocate here, because I actually think I decided that I would want full control.
You want full control.
For sure. Because yeah. I just know myself.
I think that's totally normal.
Yeah.
Like, people love, like, it's normal.
I just know myself, and if like he just happens to kind of get it wrong, like
I would be so disappointed.
And I don't hide my emotions. Like, I feel like I'm so direct. So I
would you do it where like you would go with us or something, and then we would be like, this is exactly what he wants, to your fiance or to your boyfriend?
Like, I think I'd send him the ring.
Like, you would send him a link?
Yeah.
I have a vision of exactly what I want, and it hasn't wavered.
I know what you want,
but
you send me a photo anytime you see it on your feed.
I do.
I it's ingrained in my mind. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
But that's the thing. I haven't actually tried it on. Like, I love the way that it looks, and I think it would look good on my hand, but I think this girl is in a better position to like be able to go in and like try everything on and be like, I like this, I like that, whatever. And then what she actually ends up with would be a surprise.
Well, also the thing is, it's like, you're not married to this ring forever. Like, so many people change their ring over time.
Yeah.
True.
My
it's like
mom,
you get some more money, you do a little like,
or you just up. Maybe right now you're a gold girl and maybe one day you're gonna be a silver girl. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, things change, and so therefore your ring can totally change over time too. And that's not like a, you're not like, you know, it's not a done deal. Like, I'm pretty sure David Beckham has gotten Victoria Beckham eight different rings at this point over their marriage.
That's insane.
which is gold. If you ever look up, if you ever are just wanting to see something sparkly, Google all of Victoria Beckham's engagement rings. There's this, I saw this like mashup, like it's like a collage.
I saw that too.
Oh, you saw that on Instagram? And it's like all her different rings, and it's like gigantic rocks, like an emerald and a ruby, and then she was like in a yellow diamond phase, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love gemstones. I don't think I would get one for an engagement ring, but I do love them.
I think I want that Cartier ring that has the, it's like a Cartier love ring, but it's like basically adorned with diamonds essentially.
Yeah.
And so it's like all around a diamond Cartier ring, and then I want like one stacked on top of it that's like either a halo of like pear cut or marquee cut diamonds that are just like a circle of diamonds around my finger.
Wait, I love it.
It's going to be beautiful. Amazing. I can't wait. So anyways, I'll send you guys a stack. So
did we answer her question well enough?
Yeah, I think so. Good.
Well, that's so exciting. Are you so excited?
You should be.
Take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
I think she's just asking what our opinions would be. And I feel like we all three gave kind of like different opinions, which
is good.
Can't
speak from personal experience.
Yeah. Colby and I are as far away from speaking that as broadly.
I think like I've gone back and forth on it because I think like I ideally would be surprised, like, with what it ultimately will look like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't, and it's kind of crazy because typically I feel like with anything, I hate surprise. Like, mm-hmm. I like to be really prepared and know that I'm going to be happy with something. But I think when it comes to this, like, I need to just, like, let go and let God.
Let go and let God.
Let go and good. Let him
let
decide.
Go, let go and let God.
But, like, certain elements will be decided by me, aka, yeah. like, shape. But then, like, from, like, for everything else, I'm like, if he knows me, he will get me what he, but it also was like fun to know that he had a part in it, like he made decisions too. It's like not just me, it's like he is a part of this, so he chose like an element of it.
Yeah.
And like because I love him, I love the ring, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's like fun to be surprised sometimes.
I love that.
But also like if he gets it wrong,
if he gets it wrong,
snapping
he's
that box closed and try again later.
Okay, I have an interesting story for us.
Oh.
So it's not a question. It's like kind of more on the advice segment lines. And the subject is, advice segment, sleeping with a married coworker with a 17-year age gap.
Oh, shit.
Been there, done that, girl. Hi, Katie, Colby, and Adam. Big fan of your work, and I promise the subject isn't clickbait. My closest friend at work, let's call her Emma, is sleeping with one of our coworkers who is married with 3 kids. Let's call him John. Mind you, Emma is 28 and John is 45. I'm the only one in the office that knows, and John does not know that I know. I'm 30, if this is important information. I've only worked there for over a year, but Emma has told me that she's had a crush on this man for like 5+ years, and we found out the feeling was mutual when they connected at an overnight conference mid-March. Since then, they've been... Ooh, this is spicy. Since then, they've been having sex multiple times a week at her house during lunches, before work, after work, and sometimes even on weekends.
Holy she lives. Oh my God, in the home, the marital home with the children.
Well, I think it's her house. Oh, so wow. She's.
So no.
Yeah. Okay, thank God.
Too dicey.
She lives fairly close to the office, is okay. What's in parentheses. I should also mention that Emma had a boyfriend when this all started, but she broke up with him and kicked him out after the first time her and John slept together. The ex-boyfriend never found out. Okay, no offense, but like Emma and John kind of suck. Like, that's my first.
I also just am like, Emma setting herself up to be the other woman. This guy is giving the guy in Valentine's Day who Jennifer Garner is interested in.
I'm just kind of like, you know, I feel bad because it seems like Emma is your closest friend at work, but damn, like, why she gotta be doing this? Not that it's her fault. It's not, you know, ever the woman's fault. It's for sure a mutual situation.
Well,
and like,
it's never only the woman's fault in correct. This type of situation, yeah. because yeah. she knows exactly what she's doing, but also he knows exactly
and
what he's doing.
This guy is probably telling her that he's going to leave his wife, and he probably never will.
Yeah.
They never
that's
will.
That's how I feel.
All right. So she says, aside from the physical intimacy, they also have very strong feelings for each other and even exchange I love yous. He's, that's so bad.
Oh my God. My heart just sank into my butt.
That's so bad.
That's so bad.
He says he's never felt this way about anyone else. And they both admit they have a very strong connection. Dude, this wife and the 3 kids, I'm actually mortified for. Like, this is horrible. Despite this connection, he apparently is happy and loves his wife.
Okay.
Honestly, he's been super careless with this whole thing, so it's almost like he wants to get caught so he has an excuse to leave and be with Emma. The only major thing keeping them both from blowing up their entire lives is that John has had a vasectomy and doesn't want any kids, and Emma does. This is...
Well, vasectomies well, this, yeah, are can reversible. Be reversed.
Okay.
So she's probably holding out hope that he would reverse it.
They've tried to break up like 8 times, but they keep being drawn back to each other. This is like maybe the spicy story that's ever hit Matchmade.
Drawn to like the secret.
Yeah, he likes aspect. The drama. All right, guys, fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality.
You guys know how much we love Quince. We do not stop talking about it. They have all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, which I have and love, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel too good to be true. I'm eyeing their wool coats this season. I actually got one for my mom for Christmas last year, and she loves it. It has a cute little sash belt, super high quality for a fraction of the price. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Keep it classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade. See you there.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Like the lust.
Obviously, Emma knows the whole situation is wrong, and she did start out feeling bad for his wife, but the more this goes on, the more I find she's becoming territorial, and the more I think she's really going to get hurt. I obviously have tried to stay very judgment-free about the whole thing, even though I disagree with it morally, but what am I going to do? Tell her it's wrong and she should stop? Because she already knows that. But today I gave her a hard truth and told her, like, I don't think you're special, and if it wasn't with you...
Wait! Sorry.
This is hilarious.
Ouch.
I need to, like, just reread that part.
Valid. No, but, like, you... Valid.
But today I gave her a hard truth and told her, like, I don't think you're special, and if it wasn't with you, it would be with someone else. I was obviously more gentle than that, but okay, you get okay. The point.
So yeah, the rest of the sentence makes more sense.
It's okay. Definitely getting harder to give her advice on this. Anyways, this was more of a story, but I'd love to just hear your thoughts on the situation. As you can tell by my scattered thoughts and lack of sentence structure, I have a lot to say about this. I listen to every week, so let me know if you have any follow-up questions.
I would have a lot to say about this as well, and it sounds like you can't talk about it with a lot of people, so this is
a great forum.
Yeah, hopefully we can help you out. I feel like this is the kind of thing where, of course, like, it's hard to sit back and not want to do something about it or, like, try to help your friend, even though she's doing this terrible thing. But it's one of those things where, like, she knows that it's wrong. She knows how, like, that it's, you know, it's been this off and on thing for 8 years. Like, it's been tumultuous, and, like, he has a vasectomy, he doesn't want kids. Like, she knows what she's gotten herself into.
8 years she said that.
Yeah,
wait, yeah. No, I know.
Oh my god, like, 8 years is crazy.
Nothing, yeah. Here's the thing, nothing you say will change what she is doing. She needs to decide it on her own, and so you really have, you've done everything you can.
Yeah, this is the type of thing that I honestly would just not ask about it ever.
Yeah,
because I just wouldn't want to know anymore.
And honestly, she might, like, I think if you stop talking to her about it or asking her about it or, like, expressing any sort of interest in it, good or bad, she's gonna start to realize, like, oh, I'm old news now, like, this isn't, like, maybe it wouldn't, like, cause her to break up with him, but I feel like it's one of those things where, like, if a kid is doing something, like, a parenting, like, if a kid is doing something bad, like,
rewarding bad behavior,
yeah, giving them any sort of attention, like, just tells them that they should continue doing that, you know, because they get attention, and maybe that's what she wants to have this, like, interesting thing to come into work and talk about and be like, oh, I'm sneaking around with, and if you give her, like, literally no attention on the matter, like, she might be like, oh, you know, I don't, like, this is clearly not as cool as I think it is.
I'm just shook. That's
really
so
crazy. But the fact that she's been sneaking around with him for 8 years, I didn't even realize that timeline when I made my opinion that he's probably inflating her ego, saying he's going to leave his wife. 8 years shows that's never happening.
Yeah, seriously.
And it sounds like she's not interested in seeing anyone else or like finding another option.
Yeah, he's which taking I think away from that.
Not good, considering she's 28 and like she's is in her prime.
Yeah. But she's 28. Yeah. So she's been doing this since she was 20.
Yeah, I guess.
That's terrifying.
This whole thing is nuts.
I feel like, so is the girl that wrote in, mm-hmm. our lovely listener, is she single? Does she even said what she's her deal is?
I think, I'm not sure. She didn't say her deal.
Because it might be fun to like, you know, and go out and encourage her to like talk to some other people her own age.
Wait, I'm also so concerned. Like they've been doing this for 8 years and like sneaking around to lunches and like having sex like before and after work and at lunch and like nobody's known. Nobody's noticed.
It's
like,
got to be one of those things where everyone knows, right?
I feel like it has to be. But she's saying that nobody knows. And John doesn't even know that she knows.
Is it allowed? Like, is this guy older? He's older, right?
Yeah, 17 years.
Oh my God. So like, I guess every company is different. Like they couldn't get in trouble, could they? For like...
Oh, they totally could. 100%. Oh my God. I mean, he would get fired for sure. I don't think she would get fired. I think he would.
See, now it's Colby. See, I watched Friends and Neighbors.
Oh, you did?
On Apple TV. And that's like in the first...
So good.
It's not a spoiler. It's in the first episode, like first 5 minutes that... It's like John Hamm is like just got divorced and hooks up with this girl at his company that's younger and then he gets fired for it pretty much. So that's crazy. Honestly, if you wanted to be really like really crazy, just like submit an anonymous tip to HR.
Yeah, you should fuck them up.
You should fuck
he
them up.
He needs to be like, he no. needs to be put down. Like what?
Or, oh my God, you could send a letter to the wife.
Honestly, no, I am thinking though, okay, this has been going on for so long. There have to have been holiday parties or something that I would assume this guy and his wife are both in the room. I'd assume he's pretty senior that his wife would come to the holiday party.
I mean, this whole the whole timeline is insane. Like, how do you keep this under wraps for 8 years? Like, this makes me anxious.
It makes me feel like it's not under wraps. It's not under wraps. Yeah. I feel like people know.
People have to know.
Come on.
There's just no way. I think our girl needs to tell us, like, the down low. Like, it seems like people would know, I feel like.
I don't know, but
do you think that maybe they're in an open relationship? The husband and wife are in an open relationship?
I don't know, because it seems like they're like heavily sneaking around.
Yeah,
but they're also clearly sneaking around for like two reasons. One work. Is that like she's 17 years younger than him and it's work, and then two, he has a wife and three kids.
I think if you really want this to be over, like for your sanity and hers, like literally submit an anonymous tip to HR.
Like, he needs to be stopped.
And that wouldn't, like, ruin his marriage, per se. It would just kind of, like, ruin his job. And hers.
I mean, this guy just, like...
More so his, right? He would be more held responsible because he's the older one.
I would stay out of it and stop bringing it up. And then maybe she'll start questioning it. And, like, if she says anything or is like, oh, by the way, you could just be like, I don't really want to know any more information about this because I don't agree with what you're doing.
That's more of a slap in the face to be like, I just don't want to hear any more about this. Like, stop talking to me about it. Like, I love you.
Just like, I don't want to be involved.
Well, the way that she said, like, you're not special, like, he would do this with anyone, like, that's a great piece of wisdom to say. But also, I think you, to Colby's point, not being interested at all anymore and hearing about it would be a bigger slap in the face.
100%.
It's more like, I literally, like, don't involve me. I don't want to hear about it.
Right.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's like a movie.
It is. It's insane.
And you're the friend. There's always like the friend with the voice of reason.
Yeah.
I feel like my first thought is like Lily in Princess Diaries. Have you ever seen Princess Diaries?
Yeah, of course.
It's like Mia Thermopolis and then her best friend Lily. And like Mia like gets sucked up in like being, you know, being the princess and stuff. And
the so princess then of Genovia.
Lily like brings her back down to earth and is like, remember your friends? Remember your real friends? Yeah. So best of luck.
Yeah. That's a tough one. That might be the craziest one to ever hit our inbox.
Thank you for feeding us with that story. Oh my God.
All right. I have another one. It's shorter. This one says, the subject line is mentor teacher liked me on a dating app. You read the subject line, and I am literally in shock. He was also my former teacher way back in high school, and I was his student teacher this past semester from February to April. I never, ever got the vibe of him being into me, and I'm in shock. As he was also my high school social teacher, it adds another layer of confusion. My question is, how do I move from this? I am planning on potentially working at the same school, as I had a meeting with the principal, and that went really well, and the staff/school district is right up my alley. I won't match him back as I'm 23 and he is 37 and he was my mentor. And on top of that, I just don't want to find myself in a messy situation. But I don't know. This seems so messy. So I think what her anxiety is from is obviously like this guy who works at the school that she's like wants to work at, who is also her mentor, who is also like teacher, is liking her on a dating app. And she's like, this is awkward now. Like, I'm going to go to the school and this guy, I don't want to like him back. And he like liked me.
Just pretend you didn't see it.
Yeah. I think that's the only solution.
Don't acknowledge.
Don't acknowledge. Pretend you didn't see it. But also like, what a creep. Sorry. I mean, I know. Okay. 37 and what? She's 23.
Yeah. What is it with these? Like,
yeah, that's grimy.
Of, like, no, I just hate that. Like he was her teacher at some point. Like that's really sketch.
Yeah, even though she's really grimy.
Technically like legal sketch. But honestly, I've been thinking about this a lot recently that like, it didn't like cross my mind at the time, but when we were in high school, there were like quite a few teachers that were really not that much older than us.
Yeah, there was like not a scandal in my high school.
Oh, what happened?
I think this teacher got fired. This is a rumor.
Allegedly.
But, yeah. Allegedly, this biology teacher.
The way you just said biology is so funny.
Biology.
Colby goes, biology.
Oh, biology.
How
teacher?
Do you say it?
Biology.
Biology. Biology.
I think if we listen back, I mean, I could have just been hearing
biology.
Things, but, yeah. Colby yes. Only said
maybe
biology.
I said it maybe I said it weird. But bio teacher was
better.
fired because he was either just having like a flirty relationship. There were actually multiple rumors that went around about teachers and students,
which can
now
ruin
that I think about it,
ruin lives.
Only one that resulted in a firing, and I don't know.
Was it true?
I don't. It must I don't have know been. If any of it's true,
but it must have been to get fired over it. It must have. There must have been.
But
truth to
that
it
might not have been why he was fired.
Oh, okay, so.
He was just like a younger teacher, and there were always girls that would like hang out after class and like during lunch and free periods, like go and like chat with him.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Interesting.
Very.
We had tea also. Remember we were in high school, and two of the teachers, I don't want to say their last name, Mr. and Mrs. Archer. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Keep talking. It'll come to me. I like blacked out high school for obvious reasons.
Okay, so these two teachers, one of them taught like social studies or whatever it was called back then, like, I don't know, AP Gov or something. And then the other one taught.
Oh, yes. I know who these people are now.
Maybe like English or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were married, and they were married for like many, many, many years.
I think he taught science.
I think he taught social studies. Because I remember talking about politics in his class, and I used to get in arguments with people. Because I was secretly gay. And everybody in our town was super Republican.
Yeah. You're like, same-sex marriage is legal.
Literally everybody in our class was like, fuck the gays. I was like...
And Adam's like...
I was like, but you know, I think the gays are kind of cool.
I was like, but guys, let's be open-minded here. You never know what they're
like,
going
through. I was like, you know, maybe the gays should be able to get married.
Maybe
you know?
Same-sex marriage isn't so bad.
Maybe it's not so bad after all.
I don't speak from experience, but maybe we should think about it.
I was like, I know nothing about it, but I think gays are pretty cool.
As you slink back in the closet.
It literally...
yeah.
They were like, shut the fuck up. I was like, okay, yeah, perfect. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so... them two were married, and then all of a sudden they like weren't married or like weren't speaking, and everybody was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then it kind of came out that the Mrs. I'll just call her Mrs. Archer had slept with a student. Oh. One of her students in English, and the Mr. Archer found out.
It's so disgusting.
And then they kept working in the school.
Was that boy 17?
Had to have been. I mean, we were in high school, so
well,
how
there's
old were
a huge case going around
no,
right
it's
now.
It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
You know that big, high profile case about the teacher and the
Oh, yes.
student or teen.
I feel like there's always one.
Yeah. I can't even remember her name, but it's so disgusting.
Like, what is wrong with you? Like,
control yourself.
It's always the teacher, obviously, because it's like. They're minors, so like they don't have a say in it, but it's always the teacher being a fucking freak. Like, it's the teacher. The kid, obviously, like, you know, it's normal for people to be like, oh, that teacher's hot. Like, I have a crush on this teacher. Like, whatever. You're horny and you're a teenager.
For the first time ever.
But, like, if the teacher acts on it, like, that is so fucked up.
Yeah. And I, it's kind of interesting because that teacher also was like, my whole life is being ruined, and it's like so victim card. And I'm like, you did this to yourself.
Your life's being ruined because you ruined your own life.
Yeah,
because
like you chose to sleep with a minor.
You fucked a teenager.
Like, if you have weird thoughts like that, go to therapy. Like, yeah. Don't, like, sure, you can't control your thoughts and your urges. Something's obviously wrong. So therefore, you go to therapy.
Yeah.
And you hash it out with a professional and figure out what's going on. Right, but it's
like, don't blame everybody else on your problems.
Like, maybe you have trauma from something that happened in your life, which is terrible, but, like, that does not excuse being a literal freak.
Yeah. You need help, girl.
Wait, that's crazy. Okay, so to this, is there a chance that the guy didn't recognize her on the dating app?
There's no chance.
Yeah, no way.
There's okay. No chance.
I think she just exes it and never acknowledges it.
Yeah, I think girlie's gotta, like, yeah.
And if he ever approaches you again in some sort of like flirty manner, literally be like, you're lucky I didn't say anything the first time. Like,
yeah. I would just be like, I'm ew, not, you were my teacher.
I don't want to cause a thing. Like, don't do that.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy.
Guys, why do these old people, like, with the audacity?
Yeah, meanwhile, Adam's like, I'm going to go message a 45-year-old on a dating app. Okay, it's no different.
It's fine when I do it.
Yeah.
I'm an adult now, though. That's the difference.
True.
They're in school.
The thing is, if this guy, 37-year-old guy, wants a girl in her 20s, he can get a girl in her 20s.
Correct.
How about not in the same school and someone you used to teach? How about
there's got to be something.
I don't think it's a super, get a girl in his 20s.
I don't think it's a super age-appropriate thing. Like, that's a big age gap, but, like, whatever, like, you do, yeah, you. It's, you do, it's legal, it's above board. But, like, how about find someone else? Like, he's doing this, he's a freak, he's doing this on purpose.
He's a freak for sure.
He's a freak.
Guys, I think that's all we have time for today.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th, girls.
Well, 4th is next week.
True.
When this comes out,
but people don't know that. Oh, well, yeah, well,
no, it will be. They do know that, because when this comes out, the 4th of July is next week.
By the time we come back, we'll have 2 weeks of Adam's European adventures. We'll have 2 weeks of Colby's Boston adventures. And Katie will be in good old Maryland.
Maryland, and Jack's family is visiting. So we are with the Hell Brits. Yeah.
With the Brits.
In Maryland. There's going to be lots. Oh my God. We're going to have so much to talk about when we get back.
It'll be a long episode.
And guys, wait. On this note, like, send us questions. Send us stories.
Yeah, they were good today. The stories were good today. I love them.
We love to hear from you guys. And we hope that we help you with what we say.
Where, and with that, we can't wait to see you when we come back.
Adam's so ready to go.
I gotta get on the train to Fire Island. I gotta go meet my husband.
I love that.
Fingers crossed.
It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.